Listen and stream the only talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
Welcome back to Trinidad and Tobago. We are on the upswing to the hour 5 o'clock. We welcome Mr. Jason Saini once again to the program. Good afternoon again, sir.
Good afternoon again to all the listeners.
Well, everybody listening right now. I mean, that talk about the $200 date, I mean, we just had what's to go down there.
Engage everybody again.
Yeah. I mean, I'm beyond that. So let's talk about children, these unruly kids that we have in our society today. Now, I said unruly.
You're right.
I have two kids.
You're right.
And
congratulations.
Yeah, been a minute now. You're but, right. You know, them rude too sometimes, you know. I'll be like, hey, who you talking to? You know, I started asking them kind of questions now, boy. You know, and as a fella believe in the corporal punishment to some degree. I ain't saying you had to, you know, kill them with licks.
Well, right.
You know? But mm-hmm. Before you go, please clarify what is corporal punishment.
It's the use of physical, I don't want to say abuse, because that's how I view it, right? It's hitting the child in order to, as a punishment. Physical punishment is what it is. And I think that could lead to abuse.
Okay. We really having different views here at the moment.
Right.
But maybe I might change my perspective at the end. So then we're going to talk about why it is wrong and how does it affect the child.
Right.
So let's get to one of our main points here. You know, as it says here, no one person has the right to hit another, no matter how close the relationship is.
Correct.
Now, what are your thoughts?
Right, well, it is abuse to hit your spouse, your wife, yes. Your husband, whatever it may be. Right? I think that should hold when you're hitting a child. It should.
To spare the rod and spoil the child means nothing.
Right, well, that's a biblical reference.
It is.
Right? So, you're taking it from a biblical perspective and...
Just asking.
Right. But that interpretation could be different. You know, the Jews have a different interpretation of that. Like in Psalm 23. Right? Thy rod and thy staff comfort me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you could think of comfort and protection and apply it to that saying.
I don't see how you could do that, but I hear you.
All right, well, it's different interpretations.
Different interpretations.
Right,
so
like, there are a lot of things in the Bible long ago that we interpret a different way now. Slavery, for one.
Mm-hmm.
That we could also interpret that in a different way.
Mm.
But by all that, if you went to the Bible reference too, we could also think about Jesus. What would Jesus do? Can you picture Jesus
cutting a child's tail?
Right? Make a
whip, a switch.
Spanking children with it. Can you imagine that?
Okay.
I mean, he's the one that said, turn the other cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's no part in the New Testament or nothing that that Jesus said.
In terms of disciplining your children.
In terms of disciplining or violence or any or physical violence or anything.
All right. Like that. I hear that. You know, but
he who has not sinned, throw the first stone.
I hear that.
And who is the person between the adult and the child?
Go ahead.
Who is innocent, without sin?
All right. I hear that. So then, when it comes to children copying their parents' behavior, how do you view that?
Right. So if the parent deals with situations and problems with violence, with physical discipline,
mm-hmm.
a child will learn from their parent. That's the only person they will learn from. So when they have their problems and their issues, they might try to solve it that way, with violence. That is why we see so much of little children fighting and all these things right now.
So you believe, or you think, or the thought process behind it is that if you beat a child,
right, that's what they will learn.
That's what they learn, yeah. And that's what they go out and do.
That is how they learn to solve problems or to correct someone, and that is how they will go and do it themselves.
But what if you didn't beat your child?
Right.
But they still go out and they fight.
If they still go out and they fight.
Which I can tell you has been the case.
It has been the case sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but that wouldn't be the norm.
It wouldn't be the norm?
No.
Oh, that wouldn't be the
norm,
replica of
right.
what they've seen at home?
Right.
Wouldn't be
that
the norm.
Would be something external that they learned from somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
Right, and if it is
go ahead.
They grew up with more talk and care and problem solving skills rather than physical discipline, they might choose not to learn that violence outside there and not engage in that in those fighting and whatsoever that is be going on right now. Non-violent conflict resolution.
That's the aim.
That's the aim.
How successful are we?
Well, we didn't implement it. We haven't implemented anything like that anywhere across Trinidad.
So then we remove corporal punishment
right
from the schools.
From the schools.
So children are no longer disciplined in that manner. But then what did we replace it with?
Right. So as you said, I work in a school.
Yes.
Schools, discipline is supposed to come from the home.
Mm-hmm.
From when, and then school is for learning.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that is a big issue there, because it had a few cases where teachers beat the children and the parents came into school and they had an issue with that. Right? And that's like one of the other points I was making, where we draw the line of what is physical discipline and abuse.
Good. Let's get to that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good segue into that. Where do we draw the line? Because you might draw it somewhere different than me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else will say no. Right? Someone would draw the line much higher. They'll beat their children harder, more frequently. Right? Where we draw the line to say it is abuse? I don't know where we draw. I would draw the line at no physical discipline.
I'm trying to figure out here how I honestly feel about not disciplining.
Where did you draw the line?
What? Well, I use a clock rotation kind of vibe for
clock
me.
Clock rotation?
Well, yeah. A clock system.
Right.
Same rotation, sorry. A clock system in terms of, you know, appropriate discipline to suit the, I don't want to say crime, but
the infraction.
The infraction, yeah. Right. The infractions that was committed.
Right.
And I mean, sometimes physical legs, okay, yeah, them to lash with a belt and that wears off.
Right.
I take away a tablet. There's no TV privileges.
Right.
You're not allowed to ride a bike. You go in your room and chill out. Take a sleep. Go and lie down. Go in your bed. Them kind of things. I look at different things,
right.
You know.
So you think those things, those measures could work without the belt or the strap? What was the purpose of the belt?
The belt, listen, the belt is just a form of physical punishment as well. As opposed in tandem with everything else that a parent would employ,
right,
in terms of bringing some sort of structure to the home, as whether it's a foolproof mechanism,
right?
I don't think there is any.
There's none.
There is absolutely none. Physical, non-physical. There's none. I mean, you continue to see them committing these infractions. In some instances, they get rude,
right?
And I think some children will tell you, you know what, I had a pat down, you know. Well, we saying it like this, but
yeah,
they chilling because the mother will pull her belt and every pot spoon whatever she get, you're going and get it.
Right.
So you know, calm down.
Right. So that is the child making a decision,
right,
in fear
of getting licked.
Physical pain.
Right. But you hear some children say, my mother don't beat me. I doing that and she could just talk.
And
you hear children say
children
that as well.
Say that, well, what's she going to do, beat me?
They hear that as well. What are you gonna do? So,
yeah.
So then I think we as adults, we had to come to some kind of, we had to figure it out. And I don't think anytime soon, no author is going to be able to produce a book that is going to tell us. Now they have, they are always revised editions,
right,
and it's always someone's idea. I think this should not be done so because the child.
Well,
it's your idea.
A professional person who in the industry, in psychology or whatever.
Well, that's it, a learned person.
A learned person, correct.
Right.
That comes with these books, right? And usually if you watch through most of them, all of them kind of align very closely to what to do. And what to replace the corporal punishment with. That was the problem. I'll tangent it. That was the problem when they removed corporal punishment.
From the schools entirely.
They did not arm the teachers with any resources, any training, anything.
So then, as a teacher,
right,
I mean, as your girls It's a pretty good school.
Pretty good.
Yeah, very good. I would imagine that these students in there are pretty disciplined. I mean, we can tell. You know, you go to certain colleges, you expect a type of behavior from the students. Yeah. And let's be real. I mean, we could say we stereotyping or whatever. Those are the facts.
Right.
Your child going, attending university, your child attending a particular school, the behavior is, it tends to be different.
It tends to be different.
I know one parent
says... The culture
says,
of each school.
That's right. I know one parent says, every time my daughter comes from some school, it's like she has this white person accent, you know. But as a school, you send your child to.
We call it the convent
accents. The convent accents. Correct. All right. Those who can't march aunts. You know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Let's take a call very quickly. I don't want to be interrupted too much, but hello, good afternoon.
Yeah. Hey, Davey, good afternoon.
Tell me.
Davey, have you ever noticed the difference between the behavior of Caribbean children and, say, American children? White children as well. You know, to be more specific. Right? What's the difference in our behavior compared to them? I mean, they shout at their parents and, you know, they get away with everything.
They do.
Right?
They do.
Caribbean children, man, you get too lash in your backside and you stay quiet. Right? That's what we grew up with. Now, I never beat my children like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had a little ruler and I had a little lash in the backside.
Well, yeah.
You know, but nothing to harm them. But to let them know that, you know, you just can't get away with it with a little talking to and a little, you know, a slap on the wrist. Right? And I mean, some parents take it, you know, a little too far, yes. But I don't see nothing wrong with a little lash in your backside.
Well, I think that's what, Jason was saying.
Yes.
You know, where do we draw the line? You know, who might... all right, thanks very much, caller, for sharing your thoughts. Yeah, man. You know, good afternoon.
Yeah. Good evening, dear partner. I'm all looking. I look up at a while. Let me tell you my situation was, right? My dad was a retired principal in those days, right? I'm 50, so in those days, everything was licks. And what I was made aware to realize that sometimes while you're training a child, he makes a genuine mistake. Like, you tell him to bring a glass to your apple, that fall off his hand. We would really get licks of that. So what I did, I say, you know something, I'm not going to beat my children. So here what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. But from smaller, from the time they started to crawl, I had a disciplined hand on them. I let them know that every action brings a reaction. Correct. Right? And that is the way I operate. And you know, I never had to beat right children that day. Well, the two folks were 18 months apart. And that morning, the bigger one, he was like, oh, little mischievous. So he come out the bathroom, water in his mouth, and he went down his brother's shirt. He put water in his mouth on his brother's shirt, and his brother started crying. Well, he was just about 4 years old. Well, the brother 18 months younger than him. So he was just about, get on that fight, get going preschool still. So the mother said, I'm getting the brother next shirt. I said, you don't meddle in that. I take off the brother's shirt, and I put it on his back. And I give him the brother's shirt to his child. Mm-hmm. But that's how they cry. He cried from Prince's Tongue, which to this preschool, which is about 8-9 miles. He cried right through. When he reached by the school, he went partner and seen crying. So he stopped crying. Next morning, waiting happened. That problem solved. And I trained them because I never had to be, because I trained them like that from small. Right now, they're 18, 17, 17. And as a matter of fact, like if I give them, and when they're going to prime school, I give them money, security money, they spend it. I say, I give them back my money. I collect them back my money, dollar by something. And daddy, remember, I owe you a little money, I collect. Because I train them with that. From every action, there's a reaction. But they see, you can't pull, if you didn't start that training young, you can't pull, and you were using corporal punishment, you can't pull corporal punishment out of the picture just so if you didn't have that training young. The only way you had a child is from young. I just see people are trying, crawling and pulling down, kind of thing, and laughing and they're giggling. That is, you see, that is trouble. You have to start when a child is born, you are preparing him for this life. So if you, whatever area you fail to prepare him in, he's going to fail, he has some challenges. I wouldn't say but he has some challenges in that area, which he'll have to relearn or redo. Right now, I have a challenge with the 10-year-old, the last one. He now, he gets, during the COVID, he gets sick on the laptop. But I don't know how to seize the laptop from him, because he wants to run and run. And then, you know what happened? The school seize the laptop from him. But I hear that. If you know I get over that problem, I tell the principal, I say, miss, I couldn't see that laptop. How you know the school sees it? Get quiet. But I couldn't see it, to be honest, I couldn't see it. Because during the COVID, he gets sick on it because my mother was home for 2 years. He didn't have any scouts. How I used to dive with them now? They used to be involved. They never used to be home. Whether it's Christmas holiday, Easter holiday, they involved some cricket, something like that. But during that COVID 2 years now, during his formative year, which was about 6 to 8, he was home with the COVID. So he passed your experience, and no, none of your other brothers didn't pass you. So lockdown, listen, man. Blessings. Bye.
All right. Thanks very much, Pastor, for sharing your thoughts. Yeah, I mean, take off the child shirt, put it on the next one.
Yeah. The consequences are your actions.
But what do you think about talking to your children?
Well, that's the most important.
Do you think that...
Most important is listening to your children. Uh-huh. Listening to them. Because they're in their own world. We might think it insignificant their problems and the things that they're going through. But to them, that is the whole world. And you as a parent, you need to listen to your children more than anything else. When they make a mistake, you get vexed, you beat them. Rather than listen to them and try to solve their problems.
You see, in talking to these children now, you know, like I say, I do know how I feel, you know, I still going through my head, you know, speaking to them, because they can be very, very disrespectful, disruptive.
Correct, yes.
Because in their minds, what are you going to do? Just talk again. Yes, dad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, dad. All right. Cool. But and then, well, okay, I go in my room. By the time I get up in the morning, you know, all is well. Because, now, I'm not saying you have to, I'm not advocating here to beat your child.
Right.
But I do see licks, a little spanking now and then, so detrimental that the physical well-being of a child would be disrupted and scarred for life. That is what I have a problem with. I just don't see it. 100.
Right. There are studies that show that even light spanking, and when they're small, it leads to developmental problems in the children.
Mm.
Even the spanking of the hand to a child, if they touch something they're not supposed to touch. It has studies that show that 7 months down the road, their ability to explore and discover
is
hampered. So they are delayed a little bit in development growing up.
What are you really saying this afternoon, my Jason boy? So just let them do. Let you know what? We'll continue our discussion in a little bit. Let's take a break.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back, Trinidad and Tobago. We're dealing with corporal punishment. My co-host for this afternoon would be Jason Sini, teacher at Asja Girls College.
Lab assistant
at Asja Girls. I still consider a teacher, you know. I come in the lab, I see sir.
Right, yeah.
Talk done. Sir still a teacher.
Well, all
despite
right,
the fact that sir is assisting in the lab. You're still doing what you had to do. I'm still learning from sir, because I'm quite certain you're very knowledgeable in the lab as well as, I mean, I read it.
Yes.
So
yes.
We know. One texter is saying, and of course you can send your text messages to 306-1065 or your voice notes as well. Let me take a call quickly. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Uh-huh. This is the gentleman there. Today, gentleman, sir, I think you said to me you don't agree with meeting children in school. Is that right?
Yes, he does not agree that corporal punishment should be meted out against children.
Yes.
Okay, I quite agree with that gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe I disagree.
Thank you.
Nothing wrong.
I tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I was a bright student in elementary school. And because one teacher didn't like where I lived, because I live around African people, he beat the crap out of me for that. Because he's all stupid. Because we live down there by the end people, so we are stupid. The other teacher, he just liked to beat.
Mm.
Don't worry. I went back to beat both of them after when I got older. And I told them they didn't worth anything anymore. If I would start beating them, if I just sit down on them, besides I have gotten to, you wouldn't be able to move. So I don't agree with beating children in school. Secondly, when you said the beat a child given to stop or whatever in school, that's a different situation. The teacher taking a big whip or 1x3 lat and beating children. I've seen that done. So I don't agree with that. I always maintain any teacher beat my children, it would be handless. And thank God, once time has happened, and I send a message to the teacher. And the teacher beat my son because he went to pull out teeth. And he didn't go to school that day. So he went the next day. She asked him why he stayed home. He said, you know, I went to pull out teeth. So the usual way, you know, I went to take out the teeth, and I didn't go. She beat him for it, which in my opinion is wrong. I send a message for telling her, don't ever do it again. Because if your husband will be very stupid in you, then what will happen to you? The teachers bring their frustration in school and they take it out in children, which is not right. With me and my wife, we raise two kids. We raise them wonderful and properly. I'll tell you something, if you will allow me to explain it. I used to work in Canada on the farm, and I saw the guy who I worked for. He was wealthy. But everything his kids wanted, he let them do something for it, earn something for it. And he told me education is something you have to let them own their education. So they own the gift that you're going to give them. They do good in school and they get the gift. They didn't do good in school and you're not going to give them it. and he was wealthy. His wife was a nurse. He was making over 50,000 a year. She making more than he had the farm, making over 300,000 dollars a year. And that's something I maintained with my kids. I did that to them. First 10, then I said first 5, first 3. Today my daughter holds a double major in chemistry. She works in industrial estate. My son has a master's and a bachelor's. We didn't have to be. You talk to children. You talk to your kids. There is the delinquent ones that you're going to meet. If you can't, you're up in a bullet. And tell the gentleman there, it starts all in the home with family behavior. You know, I'll tell you an excellent thing. One day my son came home from school and he said, you know, Dad, so-and-so, and he used the N-word. I said, what are you doing? He said, you that in school. I said, well, who's the neighbor next door? He said, that's uncle. I said, that is exactly what you call these people. So you don't do those things. And it's how you maintain your children and grow up is what you're going to get. If you plant apple, you're going to get apple. You're not going to get grapes. And the problem is at home, and teachers do bring the frustration in school. And I'll tell you something about this. I was talking about beating children one time. We had this program on before once already. In Canada, you can't hit the child. The child hits the teacher a kick. She has to take that kick and get the parents to school. So he has to. So I used to work right next to her, the school teacher. And she used to come with complaining. And she spoke to us about it. That's the law. I'm not saying it's right for children to hit teachers. No, that's wrong. I'm not saying teachers should not bring children. Don't take it for street zone. Okay, get the parents to school and talk to the parents. Let the parents look after it. Thank you very much, everyone.
Eddie Neil, but you there?
Exactly.
Catch you there, nice. In total agreement.
Total agreement with him.
So then, I mean,
it's like what he said is how you raise the children. If you raise the children by beating them as a consequence of when they do something wrong, that is what they're going to become. That is what they're going to be. And like how this caller and a caller before said they talk, they use alternative methods for the consequences of their children's actions. And they never once had to beat them. And they turned out, and their kids turned out just fine. Right. One of the things that, one of the reasons why, especially in our culture, West Indian culture and things like that we beat children is because of the parents' own anger and frustration. They're frustrated, the child not listening or whatsoever, they'll take out their anger on the child. Right? First, physical punishment is just to get their attention. Because sometimes children wouldn't pay attention to their parents when they're calling them. So yeah, them alash, they'll stand up and listen to you. Right? But then that opens the door now to more physical punishment. And more so, if the child keep doing the same thing, you beat them. You beat them a little bit harder. You beat them more frequently. Right? They do a bigger crime, infraction. You beat them harder because this is a big thing they do. And again, it comes back to where do we draw the line? So if we allow it in the first place, not everyone going to beat their children.
I feel what you're saying.
But there are some of them who will cross the line wherever you want to draw it, wherever anyone else wants to draw it. They will cross the line. And that is what we're trying to prevent.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah. All right. To get back on the other point, you know, what I recognize too, I used to get licks at things that I would not have done. So now that you four brothers, I stopped getting licks first. My first brother, again, licks lag up to big 16, 17, 18 years, he'll still get in licks. But then, you know, even back conventions, but he had a kind of different kind of mindset now. And what I realized is like every child is have a different personality that you had to treat with. Like my second son, you ain't want to talk licks self. Then you see that a shake already when he was small. You ain't want to one for like in school and thing. No teacher, he again never get nobody each other. That was his personality. The other one now a little kind of resistive. You're a little mischievous. And then you can do a little mischievous thing. I give a buy a toy. You can break up the brother toy. And then you can laugh and that kind of way. All right? You're all good. And then I know. Well, I kind of mischievous for like a time. I remember daddy leave home. And I take a sharpener. I leave 4 new pencils. I sharpen everybody pencil and mine long. And even daddy call now. You see everybody pencil near the rubber and my own alone long. They see all these things. And so at the end of the day, as I was saying just now, this corporal punishment that I think came down from our ancestors with this licks. But at the end of the day, if you really
train the child mind that every action produces a reaction.
So right.
You wouldn't have to use that amount of corporal punishment because, you know, and even in the speaking to them all, you know, we tend to speak to them thinking, well, speaking to them harsh and raising your voice. So it's going to happen. But at the end of the day, if you, once they raise voice and be harsh, when they get up the size, they will return the same harsh. You know, raise voice to you too. So what you got to do is, as I said, you know, but I studied that. I actually was conscious and studied that. So I remember when I was in when my son was the second, was in sixth, and two, teacher said, and I brought him, I started crying. I said, Miss, you don't have to bother my children. You don't have to speak to them gently. Because she had caused all the other children. She decided to treat all of the children that same bawling. And that would have said, Miss, you have to talk to him gently, and you don't have to worry. I said, that's the way I train him. So you don't have to bother him. So, you know, that is it's how we, as I said just now, the human being is a clean sheet of paper. And once we conduct, even when we're talking to our spouses in the house, mother and father, and you, if you're talking rough, you tell something or show something, all the things are going to copy. And then when they challenge you, know, you may want to get annoyed, but eyes where they're seeing in front of them, okay, remember that piece of paper. So that next thing, that corporal punishment thing is there, but at the end of the day, if we didn't condition them from young, as I said just now, without that corporal punishment, you're going to have to use it and pull it out the scene where it was used it before. It'll be difficult without training something or pulling that gap or something. Yeah. And if you have the children that have to be children that kind of mischievous, they'll be very brilliant children. But just, you know, we don't really recognize it. Even if somebody criminally intended fellas, they're bright fellas, you know, but just they were in the guidance, the energy is guided in the wrong direction. Yeah, so look down, listen, man, good program. This program is a never ending program, discussion, because, you know, the past 5 minutes I was blamed. Because it's not happening now, but I mean, I couldn't really blame her in that way. It's just like, you know, at that time people get overboard. As you said just now, you must never ever apply corporal punishment in anger. Once you do it in anger, you lose the focus, you lose the effect of applying purpose. Once you go in anger. But most of the time, we don't do it because we get angry because they did something that we don't like. Look, that listen and put a blessing to everybody and happy Mother's Day again to everybody for the weekend.
All right, thanks very much for sharing your thoughts. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, buddy, everybody.
Mm-hmm. What's up, buddy?
In the house and the dean,
Mr. Jason Sini.
Good afternoon,
Mr. Jason Silly.
Sini, yeah.
Oh, Sini. Okay, sorry about that. Well, boy, let me tell you something. First, people must get the facts on the table. Corporal punishment was outlawed by the UN, and we being a signatory to the UN, the rights of the child.
Correct.
At that period of time when Basio Pandey was in power, Mr. Setter was education minister, this signed on. So it had nothing to do with her per se. It was they were the government at the point in time, and being a signatory to the UN and the rights of the child, sign off on corporate punishment were outlawed. The children. Right? That was the first thing that people had to remember. And most of the old heads were believing a good cut ass. On a child. That's how we know it's in the Caribbean. But let me tell you something, eh? I get a blowout. I pick up a bike about after 6 so from by Joe's Day Davy on Partner Street, Joe's Pizza.
Yeah.
And I end up down on Salazar around the night.
Mm-hmm.
Right then, day. But my father now busting through a street day coming from work where he was a watchman. And he see me. An old thing and a ride, and I was a teenager. Well, he come home and he mashed my boy. I don't think that made me a better person. Right, he mashed me up for catching me riding my bike that hours and it was dangerous and stuff. The fact of the matter, he was a poor parent. He would, if he had spent more time to love his family, be there for his children, that point of bring them up in the right way, show them love, guidance, and they love your lifestyle more than your family, and was there for them like what I'm there for them, you would not have to scold or to beat, right? So the point is, the reason why we have reached this, and this will continue being a competition, and we keep trying to use corporal punishment as an excuse while the place it is a couple by a lot of young parents today. It is a problem of poor parenting, just like my father, not loving your family, not being there for them, not providing for them, not setting the right examples, not providing the right resources, not being the right exemplar. And all said and done, nobody's perfect. right? That we have to understand that. And today's parents, in a lot of ways, are using that as a cop-out, licks, as the reason why. So that is not true. Reason why, if you just go around and you just open your eyes and your ears and everybody have family, because Trinidadians are very good at putting on different masks and hiding their nastiness and their dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We are very good. That's why they call us some of the most equal people that walk the earth. Because of that. Right? And it's because of poor parenting, the kind of decadence that's going on in home. If you lighten up a kusum pink and a brazi and a underwear and a boxing okay. underwear in front of your children every evening around this time, cussing obscene language, having intercourse and sex right there in room right there in front of your children, watching pornography, right? Drinking out all your money, coming home abusing, not providing, feeling the government owe you something. So I can go on and 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 on. Abuse, licks, cycle of abuse, coming through the cycle of abuse. Some we parents, they be coming down. Women that ended up in relationships are thinking that's the right thing. So you will always find today parents, the end, I don't want to be too long-winded, you'll always find today parents using corporate punishment as an excuse and a cop-out for their worthlessness. And for not providing and setting the right examples, leaving your children and going in a concert and leaving your children unattended, poor supervision, not poor supervision, leave them on the computer that poisoning their brain on the phone, all those sorts of things. The boyfriend at 16, 17 coming home sleeping. It's all kind of stories as again I had to be out in fires, you know, brother. And everybody have it all over Trinidad and Tobago, right? And what people have to understand, the reason why we reach here is no, if it's one thing me and Pinal could agree on, right? It has nothing to do with race. It's just, it has affected one community worse than the other. It's right across the board. Poor parenting, worthlessness, decadence, indiscipline, lack of pride, lack of everything. And this is the result of it today. And stop using corporal punishment as an excuse of poor parenting and delinquent parenting. Thanks, people. They be listening to the brother.
Thank you very much.
100%.
He had a mouthful, but 100%. A lot of it factual.
You see, physical discipline easier than having that conversation or coming up with ways and spending the time with your child. It's just easier. Not like long time. Long time, the parents had a little bit more time. Usually the mom would be home, the father would go out and work. Now everybody working, nobody have no time.
And then when they come home,
you're frustrated.
You're tired.
It's easy to just beat them and put them in a corner and leave them. You're not taking the time to sit down and explain to them why they did, what they did wrong, why is it wrong, and what to do in the future. You just get some licks, that wrong, don't do it again. Go and sit down there.
Or do as I say,
not as I
do. Yeah. And he makes some very good points, you know. I mean, I am totally, now this is not a real word, eh? But I'm very pisticated.
Pisticated.
When parents curse their children.
Yeah.
When they use abusive language. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Speaking of Mr. Pinal here.
Yeah, could you give me that 30 seconds? Go on.
30 seconds.
We're trying to keep it tight now. You have a lot of calls coming through, but go ahead.
I think I'll pass. I'm not going to waste your 30 seconds.
All right, cool. Okay. No problems. Yeah, hello.
David?
Yeah, could we get it at 30?
I'm not going to waste your 30 seconds, but just let me just say this to you. One of the callers who we usually call Fast Track spoke about this is handed down by our ancestry. I'm not sure as to which ancestry he's talking about, you know. I came from a culture that knew that it took a village to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came to family, family was always first. In fact, they said that your home was never too small when family arrived. They were always accommodated and treated kindly.
All right.
So the whole question is simply this, David. What we are seeing here are vestiges of the past, of the cruelty of the European who captured us as slaves, enslaved us, beat us, and treat us badly. And that is just what you're seeing here, the vestiges of it.
All right. I hear that. Thank you for, and I heard that somewhere. Thank you very much. Very, you know, hello, good afternoon, Dorbasa. Sorry, didn't make a contribution.
Maybe, let's keep it brief.
One
thing in punishing your children, we need to be aware that we don't allow our children to become afraid of us. Because when your children become afraid of you, it's like a problem they have. They will go to someone else who may not care for them as much as you do and give them maybe the
wrong advice. Well said. Now, Dobasa, if you notice, all these comments are coming in, and we're keeping it tight because we have text messages I didn't get to read as yet, and we still have to talk to Jason a little more and get some more information. So don't take no offense that I tell you 30 seconds, right? Mm-hmm. I realize some of the callers, you know, they're coming across very winded, and we just need to, you know, get to the point, tighten up, you know, make your contributions. So if you have multiple contributions to make, it's all well and good. No offense to no one. All right. Somebody says, good afternoon. The reason some people might support beating of students is because they probably experienced it and they didn't turn out disrespectful or disobedient. So some will agree and others will not. It's all about having patience to understand why some students bring this anger and rage to school. We have to find the root cause of this situation where students are concerned.
Well, yes. The thing is, as I was saying before, discipline starts at home. You cannot teach discipline in school. The parents, that is the parents' job to teach discipline.
Repeat?
That's a parent's job to teach discipline.
And it should not be taught where?
In school.
Exactly.
It should not be taught in school.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Some of us who went to college in the 60s know about corporal punishment.
Right.
The priests who ran these colleges, this is the one I went to, and that was Fatima College, had a strap made by the shoemaker with a wooden handle, two perfect pieces of leather, and if you didn't perform or misbehave, you got it.
All right.
Some of us who got it behaved very well afterwards. Some didn't, and they were expelled. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you very much for keeping your comment brief. Our texter is saying here, children learn from everything they see, especially how father and mother interact with each other. That is correct. So, you know, adults, boy, Jason.
Yes.
We tend to not believe that our children are intelligent.
Right. That is what I was saying before.
That
we might think of what they're going through is insignificant, but they are intelligent. They are listening. They are watching. They are taking in and soaking in everything around them.
So they're looking at how daddy beating mommy.
Right.
One. Or mother or mom always speaking in a disrespectful tone to dad.
To daddy.
That mommy always shouting at daddy. She has no respect for him.
And then they will turn now and beat their son or child and shout at them too. So that is what's going on right or wrong in the
house. So, and I mean if you show rage, children learn that.
Exactly.
If you show love and respect, the children will learn. It's something society, teachers, the public at large have to deal with, because children, having children, start in family very young without any guidance because they didn't experience that growing up. So mistakes after mistakes after mistakes.
And the saga, cycle goes on.
The saga continues. Good afternoon.
Hey, one thing I disagree with you, you said just now, do as I say, but not as I do. I don't agree with that.
No.
Do as I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Thanks. No. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That is in the situation, in the context of parents who do things contrary to what they are preaching.
Right.
All right. Now, if Jason and I have our families in our homes, whatever, and Jason is, you know, I don't know if you smoke. I don't know. All right, I don't. But, okay, so we want to teach our children that you shouldn't, let's say, watch violent movies. Let's go with that.
Right.
We should not watch violent movies, right? We try not to have that in the home. My sons, if I put on the television and a small fraction of obscene comes up, something, a word.
Right.
You know, the B word, what they call the female dog.
Yeah.
If my little son hears the B word, you know, they say, son of a, and you hear that B word. Daddy, that's a bad language. Take off that show. Now, right. I want to knock him off his head. What the hell are you watching my show? It's not, me and you are no big kids, but that is an obscene to him. So,
and that is a teaching moment.
So I use it as an opportunity to teach, and I also take it off.
Right.
I take it off. So even
set the example, you be the role model.
That's the point I am trying to make. So, or he might hear, you know, or he might see some kissing. A brief, you know, intimate moment on the television. And it's a PG-13 show. Daddy, you know, daddy. And I'll be like, all right, son. You know, if I really annoy, go in your bed. Go on, like, no alarm. You know, but the thing about it is, I try my very best to not watch inappropriate movies or have those type of things on the television around my children, even when it comes to the musical content in vehicles.
Especially the musical
content. Especially the music. You know, I don't listen. You ain't going to hear me playing Trini bad music. Real talk.
Yeah.
I'm not even pretending. I'm not going to play that in my car. I not gonna play no Trinidad killer. I have nothing against these people, you know.
Neither do I.
I have nothing against you.
Nothing against their music either.
Or your music. Yeah. But I'm not going to subject my children in my personal space. They will have to hear that in a maxi.
Yeah.
Public transport, or they're walking somewhere and somebody playing it. But they're not going to hear that playing by in our house, in our vehicle, or anywhere around. They're not gonna be here.
Right.
Those music are not for your, it's not age appropriate.
It's from a different culture.
It's a different type. That's right.
It's
like
a different culture.
It's a different culture.
And that is not what I want.
For my children. Right. You understand? So, and I mean, I will hum this. We ain't going to sing it. But mama in the home, she like that.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to hear me playing that in my car and I driving my children from school and I singing in the car and them sitting in the backseat. My child, my eldest is 12. Wait now. He's 12 today. Okay, cool. So my eldest is 12 and the other one, 10.
Happy birthday.
Right. So I'm not going to play those songs for my children in the car or in my house.
Right.
They're home on a weekend. I'm up and out by playing that kind of tune. I am not going to do that. They will have to hear that outside. I will speak to my children about sex.
Right.
Adult behavior. We would have those conversations. And as someone recommended to me, Jason, age-appropriate information.
Age-appropriate information,
to give your children.
Yeah.
Don't come out here and talk to them like if it's me and Jason taking her to be and we having a rapport. And I say, Jason, what you feel about so-and-so? And Jason go answer me and boy, well, you know, you can't talk to your children so.
You can't talk to them like that. You are the authority figure.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be how much friends and then you want with the children, but you are the authority figure and you have to lay down the law. Without physical discipline, though.
Well, yes, and that's what we have to be stern and consistent. Ah, that's another word.
Stern and consistent in the consequences that they will face.
Now, just to give you a little biblical term here, something scriptural, spiritual, so to speak. Right. Do not be irritating your children. The Bible says that. Do not be irritating.
Yeah.
Do not be irritating. Now, people, do you understand what it means to irritate a child? Jason just said it. A lack of consistency is an irritation to a child. But mommy, you said that every Monday we're supposed to be doing this.
Why are we not doing it today?
Right. That is an irritation. If you promise your children family night on a Monday evening, every Monday evening, forget going online by the watering hole.
Right.
Forget the football game.
Forget those things.
You're coming home from work direct. Listen, is it family time or there's you and the boys? Like for me, I am a boys. Me and my boys.
Right.
If I promise my children, listen, Sunday evening, after lunch, I'm going riding. So we have two sons I have on myself. So I have three bikes.
Right.
I buy a bike for me too. So all are we going on ride? Right. I'm riding with all you.
Yeah.
And when I don't do it because I am exhausted, I'm thinking about what I'm coming on the show with. I also have another television show that I'm doing. I have other things doing. I tired. I just want to watch TV. Just leave my load. And they come inside and they're, you see, daddy, and then I realize I'm irritating these boys.
Right.
People feel irritation is just a poking them in the nose. And no.
But I show you too, when you go on a ride with them, you feel better.
Yes. Yes.
It's a form of therapy for you too, for your children and yourself.
No, it's a stress in my head to put the bike in the van and go down with it. But when I reach and I do and I ride with them and I spend that time with them and I see the happiness on their faces, you know, I realize, just what that caller said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
His father never did it.
Right.
My dad never did it. My dad even buy me a bicycle. You know? So, I mean, let's talk about the facts about corporal punishment and whether it has any long-term effects.
Long-term effects, yes. Now, the thing is, like was telling you before about the spanking of the hand.
Of the hand. Yeah.
Right? All these things, all the physical discipline, it carries into the future. When you grow up, the adults and teenagers have depression, right? They have problems with forming relationships. and things like that, because they don't know how to interact with other people properly. Right, a study spanning 19 years, researchers found that children who were raised in homes with a lot of corporal punishment turned out to be more antisocial and egocentric.
Wow.
And that physical violence became the accepted norm for these children when they became teenagers and adults. Physical violence became the accepted norm. Because they grew up with that. Well, that is how they know how to solve problems and conflicts.
Well, here is somebody, here is some of the situations as well. I mean, my father never beat me, but my mother got my dear brother.
Right.
And I mean,
same here.
Yeah, I get a proper like. You are now working in Ashley Girls.
Right.
I am a radio announcer today, and that's just one of the things that we can identify that we have done with our lives.
Right.
I never had to face the court to answer any criminal charges. Right. I never was on drugs.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody is different.
That's my point. I mean,
everyone is different.
So some of us might no. The point I'm making, we might deduce the, you know, come to terms with the fact that but I get licks and I was the
only. I turn out fine. Right.
Do I resent my mom for it? No.
But that's like saying, I smoke, or my grandmom smoked. So for all her life, and did not get lung cancer.
Yes, I see your point. You just had to be a crusher right now. You just crush me. I see your point.
We turn out good. You turn out good. So many people turn out good in spite
of being abused.
Of being, well, I don't want to call it abuse across the board.
It is abuse. One research showed that parents, they said, one doctor of psychology said that parents are their children's first bully.
Yes.
I could agree with that. I did not agree with that for a long time until recently.
And what make you agree with that?
Because I started looking at my sons when I have to deal with them.
And your relationship with them.
And the relationship I have with them. And the fact that my son cannot fight with me.
You have all the power.
All.
All the power, all the authority.
There's no way. Even when we ramping, my son has hit me some lash, I'd be like, oh, this man will cough me down just now. But the thing is, my sons on a real battlefield, there's no way my sons can war with me physically. So that tells me, that started to tell me, when I discipline them and I have to buff them up and they look at me, I see innocence on their face. I see a sense of, you know what? What are they going to do me?
Yeah.
I'm your father. I'm older than you, bigger than you. In size and in height, it's no comparison. So, in fact, if I do down some licks on you, you cannot defend yourself.
They're defenseless.
You can't defend yourself. So, I started believing and recognizing the wisdom in those words.
You see, and physical discipline, it kind of put a space, a distance between you and your child. Your child will stop trusting you. In other words, then, all right, how you could love the hand that hits you?
Yeah. That's it. That's you saying, don't bite the hand that feeds you, right?
But how you could love the hand that hits you?
So then how did we do it, Jason, boy?
We know nothing else.
You love your mommy?
Of course.
I love my mother. She listens to the program right now.
I hope my mom listens. Happy Mother's Day, Mom, by the way.
My mother listens every day, you know, she listens. But I don't hate my mother. But I understand the dangers in really disciplining our child physically. I understand it, you know.
I didn't know better.
And that's what we chalk it up to. They did not. Because
they did it because that is what they thought was right. And this is what their parents taught them.
And just to show you how the bullying and how it's abusive. Now, I'm not going to lie. I pull a belt and hit my children.
Right.
Put two spank on the deal. But it's not something. I can't tell you the last day I pick up a belt. I pick up the belt, you know, but I do hit them.
The threat of it.
There was a threat. Mm-hmm. You understand? Yes. I can't tell you the last day, to be honest. It's so far gone where I literally spank my sons. I can't tell you. I always talking. I just get vexed with my own self to talk. I find talking too much. You understand? Then I come to OK and get paid to talk again. So I'll be talking right through. You understand? And they don't listen. Look at it. You know. So I remember my mother told me a story. you know, she grew up, she had 8 siblings. It was 10 mm-hmm. children. One had died. So it was 9 of them alive, growing up in this house, mm-hmm. Down in Diego Martin in Diamondville. And I think they were living Mover first, and then they moved to Diamondville, because I born there. Right. But the thing is, she broke her sugar book.
Number sick, yeah.
Right.
A accident.
And she said, when she break granny sugar bowl. Now, remember in them days, I think my grandfather was a seaman, so he would be on the sea working on a
most
ship.
Most of the time.
Most of the times, yeah. 9 months at a time. He'd send money, he'd come home, he'd be on shore for a couple of months, and then he's back out to work. He was an engineer, so he was out there. And she raising these, I said, well, I tell you, I said, like, why you get 9 children? He didn't have a touch bag, he fixed something. You know what I'm but anyway,
yeah.
She said she broke the sugar bowl and she get her cut tape. And for the entire week, every time she mother come outside and realize the sugar bowl, call she again, licks again. So she gets 1,000,001 licks for this one sugar
one
bowl.
Sugar
because bowl. You can tell, I had to find sugar now. Come here.
Well, I thought of what lesson did that, well, did she learn?
Well, she got my tail on. I do it.
That's physical discipline without a lesson.
That is it, boy.
What did you learn? What did she learn?
But then that audacity, you know what I'm beating you for? You ever see a parent beat a child and every word they say, they hit the child?
They hit the child, yeah.
What is the lesson? And that's a very, you know, I was wondering how, when I saw this topic and I know you and I was going to discuss it, I was like, oh my God, we go and fight anyway to this evening. Because how are you going to, I mean, but then going through it again, I can see where the physical punishment, mm-hmm. now, when I say physical punishment, I mean tell you to beat the children. But you know, some parents beat you incessantly. They just
anything they find, the pot, spoon, the dough, anything.
Sometimes you could pick up a strap, a whip, yeah. a switch, and you hit that child 2 lash. Come here, behave yourself. Mean tell us a beady child.
Yeah, get the attention.
I remember I had a belt called Brown Boy, and I fire a lash and miss and hit myself. Yeah, I tell you.
Oh, you do that.
I realized I didn't have to hit him twice with that belt. One and everything good. One lash with that belt, I miss and hit me. You know, I say, yeah. What is this? Everything in my brain light up. I say, what? So it tells me, again, I mean, that statement, as parents, we are our children's first bully.
Mm-hmm.
It's so factual, people. I hope Jason and I, in our little hour and something here, was able to really drive the point home.
I hope so too.
I know I Jason only win me today. Stay good now, Brett. Stay good. You know, because I mean, when you ask about what you can do at home to change the attitudes,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think we would have gone past a lot of these things. And to be honest, Jason, this is not a one-session conversation.
No, it's not, no. It should be, in the culture, it should be an ongoing topic.
It should be coming up ever so often.
Ongoing topic, yeah.
We should be so then let me ask
I wouldn't say we need to put the law to ban it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we should be educating the parents
mm-hmm.
and giving them the resources.
The pros and cons.
Of yes.
Of physical discipline.
Of physical discipline and giving them the resources and the training of what else to replace that with.
Yeah, because sometimes you're beating a child and you know the child breaks in and you make a mistake and hit them in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
You damage the eye, you hit them in the ear, they get Eric, you know, and then you're sorry after.
The child running from you and fall down. Then you beat them more for falling down and crying.
You know, some parents beat the child. Oh, you ain't crying.
And when they start to cry, what are you crying for?
You know, some parents beat the child and then beat the child to stop crying.
Yeah.
Hush him out. But you're hitting the child.
Again, what lesson did the child learn? What is the point of it?
Yeah. Nah.
The whole point of it is because you, as the parent, taking out your frustration on the child.
Somebody says, yeah, blessings, Brother Davey. Thank you for another great week, another drive home. I agree with a proper parenting and setting example, etc., etc. But spare the rod and spoil the child for added discussion. Thank you very much, Dex. Another one says, hi. What I've noticed with some parents who are working is that they don't know how to separate parenting, cooking, etc., from the demands of their jobs. These I observe with the parents around the 40s. Mm. So what this texter is saying here is that, you know, and that's true, you know, some people don't know how to leave the problem by the front door and go inside, you know.
Right, the work-home relationship, they don't know how to separate them.
Good afternoon.
Hey, you got that. Right, you know.
Keep it tight, keep it tight.
The last point Mr. Eric was referring to, right, is the pattern. You can remember, I saw that pattern in front of me. So that was handed down, and I know now my great grandparents saw the pattern. So my father, he learned that from me. He saw that happening, and was fun. That was in pattern. Right, point two, as we are saying, you had to connect with the child. And as I was saying, that basically a connection. And once you feel the connect, but then as you were saying just now, Daisy, you have to connect in a way where you also have to keep the fact that, hey, I am the authoritative figure, I am the one that can dictate, that I dictate. Listen, can you, I think we reason it here, right, and connect, you know, here, right, is, tell my son, I say, son, you're happening. If you're going up and, well, you're 17 already, I say, if I had to pick up a big stick for you at that age, and waste time sending you to school, because at the end of the day, the reason I sent you there is for you to be literate and for us to be able to reason, sit down and reason the known to the unknown. A matter of fact, at time when you're in formal, you know what I do?
All right.
I feel like you're kind of playing the pool.
All right.
This now.
Hold on, Morales. Hold on, Morales. Let me just get some text messages out here before you wrap up, all right? So give me a call back if there's anything.
Yeah, man.
Thank you very much. Nice. Yeah. Somebody says here, some parents take out their frustration on their children that they accumulate from their supervisors, etc. So their supervisors get them vexed in school. Now, yeah, Jason,
the same thing we were talking about.
Now, Jason, here's this. Morales now make a good point there. We still have to maintain the authoritative figure towards them. How do you, what are your thought process when it comes to speaking with our children? You know, you wanna talk to them and try and, you know, build a relationship. Where do you draw the line between parent and friendship?
Oh, between parents and friends.
Mm.
There are time to be a parent and there's time to be a friend. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when you need them to learn something or to do something, you have to be authoritative.
And that's where the parenting comes in.
That's where the parenting comes in.
Because
to guide them. And then you'll be their friend to enjoy the other times and things with them. When you go out and when you do activities with them, you'll be their friend with that.
Yeah, because the thing about it is you don't want to cross those lines or have those lines
too blurred, as it were.
Because I am still your father.
Right.
But I am listening to you. You can talk to me. I will give you the best advice.
Right.
Let's be real. We will.
The best you can.
That's the point I'm making. To us, it's the best. Because I don't think there's a parent alive that I know of. I don't know if you know any. But I don't think there's any parent I know would like any ill will or harm to befall their children. They could be how bad. I show them fellas and them who committing crime and shooting people don't want nobody can shoot them, John.
Of course not.
They don't want a stray bullet to hit their child. But they don't care if a stray bullet hit somebody else soon. So it just begs to differ, right? So at the end of the day, when a parent is able to talk to the child, now, I'm not saying you ought to be a scholar, you know.
You
mightn't be the most academically inclined individual, but I am quite certain you will give the child the best advice that you can.
And that is the best you can do.
That's the best.
What you could do too is seek help. Go on the internet. Find out things.
Ask for help.
You learn. Yeah.
Ask.
That is the basic thing you could do is seek help. You don't have to do it by yourself.
Mm.
You have resources. You could go. You could call the children's authority.
Mm, interesting point.
Right, the children's authority is just 996.
996.
Right.
Pick up any phone, 996, the children's authority will pick up, and you can ask for help.
And you can report abuse anonymously also.
Well said, man. So true. Parents have to have recreational activities with their kids, teach them, and of course, correct them when they're wrong. Another one says here, nice program. I look forward to listening next Friday. If this topic is an ongoing program. Well, if this topic or Mr. Jason returns, that will be management's decision. Sometimes parents take out their frustration on children because they have problems between them and their spouse. So the children end up paying, especially with a single parent.
Single parent and poor homes.
Wow.
It is compounded. The problems are compounded in those situations.
Somebody says, wonderful, palatable discussion worthy of repeating. So again, texters. That will be for management's decision as to whether we revisit this with Mr. Jason. But I would have no problems doing it, you know. I thoroughly enjoyed speaking. Because I think the conversation is such is one that is so broad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is worth revisiting. And I'm happy that, you know, as two fathers. Oh, you're okay. Yeah. Well, see. We are able to still understand what it takes to really speak to children. So here's my question to you. In dealing with children at school and all these right. things, all right? You see the indiscipline sometimes. How are they responding when teachers and assistants are speaking with them, you know? The environment. Because remember, you're not really buffing the child.
No, you're not. You try, that's the last thing you want to do.
Mm.
Because they're already not listening. So you want to try and find a way you could get you to them.
Yeah,
so
but you easy. Them. You Asia girls. Girls usually tend to behave a little different to boys.
That's correct, yeah.
You know, they're a little easygoing. They might listen more. You know.
Most of the time, some of them just want somebody to listen to them.
Wow.
They just want somebody to listen to them.
Wow.
And genuinely listen to them. Don't patronize them. Genuinely listen to them.
That is the next thing, yeah? Sometimes we listen to our children with our frustration as well. So we're not hitting you, but we listen to you and we just wish you will hurry up and say to get to the point. Yeah. Okay. And what you do? All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, boy. Guilty.
They know that.
I'm guilty sometimes.
They will know that. They will feel that you're just brushing them off and thing.
I just try not to. Every time I hear daddy, yes, you know, I just try not to do that, you know. But would you agree that corporal punishment has, we have discussed it, long-term effects that are bad? Or is there any good long-term effects that we can get from it?
From what all the science and all the studies and all the evidence say, the only, well, if you could say good effect it has is immediate response.
Well, that's it, eh? It might stop the behavior, no.
But long-term, there is nothing
that good. Licks will do.
Nothing.
Because
in fact, it's worse. Creates antisocial behavior, depression, and all sorts of things. Even what some studies show is that you get 5 IQ points lower.
When you get licks?
Not just individualized across nations than children who don't get spanked when they were young.
Wow. Really?
I wouldn't say that is a cause, but it is a correlation. And it stands true. Throughout the world.
So you're thinking, concluding that this whole notion of corporal punishment being removed by the UN was really a step in the right direction. A lot of persons felt that it was, you know, it was taking away the rights of parents to discipline their children. Because when you look at the Americans, as one caller said earlier, you know.
Oh, I wanted to come back to that.
Well, good. Let's get to that now. Yeah. We have a little time. Let's talk about it.
Right. Now, not the actual thing what he's saying, but. You see, when we see on social media, we won't film the child listening, or we'll film some big action or something, right, and put it on social media, and that will go viral. So we only seeing that. We're not seeing all the times that the children behaving well or anything like that. Nobody filming that and putting it up. We only see the bad stuff. And in Trinidad, too, with all the corporal punishment and things that have children behaving bad, we see it every day. On social media also.
But then
we're not seeing all the good.
But then let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
When you're watching American television, all right, the sitcoms. Let's look at the sitcoms.
Yeah.
We had The Cosby Show. We had, in the 90s, my personal favorite sitcom of all time, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Everybody, okay.
Everybody Loves Raymond. Now, there was a time in one of the seasons where Raymond's daughter, she was all grown up. She was a teenager, in her early teens. How do we address when our children are looking at these foreign sitcoms and the child walks up on the parent and slams the door and it's like, honey, could you open the door? No, and they're screaming out at their parents. We the same children that, boy, we would have fooled you. Listen, man, it will not have no door to your room going forward from there. You know, when our children do us this in Trinidad, what do we do as parents? How do we deal with that? Do we let them cool down? And then we give them the power now that you can slam my door and I will wait for you to cool down. Type of discussion.
Right.
Tell me.
So, by by using physical discipline there, you know, what it is you're teaching that child.
No, well, I agree.
No, what is the point? You know?
That's just me angry now.
Because they are human beings. They right. have their own thing. So they could get angry. Just like you get angry and frustrated, they will get angry and frustrated.
So then hear this, Mr. Jason. When my boss gets me angry, I'm human.
Right.
Can I scream at him? And slam the door. And then,
well, your boss don't pull out a whip and beat you.
No.
Well, at least I don't think so.
I'm not.
All right.
No. So, no, we're not talking whipping here. We definitely on board with not spanking the children. Right. We good there.
Right.
But how do we, because
there are consequences.
I am your authoritative figure at home.
Right.
I'm considered your boss for once. So what am I training you? When you slam the door and I just leave you to calm down. You know, I wouldn't go and slam the door, you know. We talk later. Because we must find some way.
It's not only the child coming down, it's you coming down also. Because they're not going to have a productive conversation.
Yeah, but you can't walk.
If both are Olympics.
Hey, yeah, what I'm telling you, Jason. My son ain't going to take out of the toss and play walk around and slam no door. You mad or what? Listen, man. I'll take night and make day. So, but I guess it comes down to that canvas in the early stages.
Right.
That they recognize
the authority
and to respect mm-hmm. you. I think that children who do that, parents did not instill that parenting level
and the
parenting
nurturing, child,
and the nurturing because
from early, yeah.
I mean, yeah, children grow up big and they say, not my mother, no. Despite what, mommy was always, you know, talk. And some parents say, some children say that their parents never even talk to them. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm enjoying this program a lot. And we may not agree on everything,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I'm 60 years old,
mm-hmm.
and Lex was like, you know, it looked like fire when you were small.
Yeah.
Something I despise, because it really amounted to parents was truly taking all their anger on their children.
Correct.
That's a fact, yes. Right? You never get licks for the offense, you get licks for getting them vexed. Now,
well, all right, I don't mean to cut you.
Yeah, there are extremes in life. And we get relics, so we now don't want to share knowledge. Now, I have three children, 31, 30, and one is 15.
Mm.
And I use punishment, physical punishment, as a very, 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 very last resort.
Me too,
and
yeah.
As a matter of fact,
I hear that.
I never really had to use it in any meaningful way.
That's the point, yeah, yeah.
But what I'm saying, there's a principle of law that says every man is responsible for the probable consequences of his own actions. Now, actions must have consequences.
And I
am listening to you all, and are we going to bring up children, as you brought, I heard you talk about everybody love Raymond, and we look at what America is producing. Is that what we want, or our children is going to recognize that there is consequence for action? I'll be listening on.
All right. You know, he makes some very key points, because that was exactly what I was discussing with you, Jason,
right.
Trying to figure out, you know, what do we do in a situation like that when it comes up? We're out of time. So I truly hope, 6 o'clock news is coming up. Time get we're having a good conversation. Huh? Somebody says here, when children reach that age with boyfriends, etc., I can say that they don't listen to parents. Both mother and father must be on the same page when it comes to discipline. And that's another point as well. You know, mommy saying one thing and daddy saying something else behind the child back. We want to stay away from those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Another one says, parenting now is so hard. They're talking about more than two genders.
Well, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, I just beat my chin every day. And there's Davy, I just beat my chin every day. And there's, well, daddy, well, we do nothing wrong. So I just say, yeah, you're getting licks now. So can you imagine when you do something wrong with your wife?
I cut your tail now, so that I be cheerful for what you're going to do tomorrow. I ain't know what you're going to do yet, but you get licks now, and I like it. I be cheerful now.
Pre-ordered licks.
I pre-ordered licks. You get licks now, so that ain't do nothing. Imagine if you do something, eh? Anyway, Jason, it has been a pleasure speaking with you this afternoon. I must say thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure, sir. And I would not be opposing to having you back if that is possible. I don't know. It will be up to them. At the end of the day, we had a great conversation this afternoon, yes, and you were truly able to swindle my mind. I thought I would not have, but you did. You have me thinking differently now, you know? So, in conclusion, please do not be a friend to your children. Be a parent first. Friendship after. All right, govern your household properly, fellas. Be a man. Stand up and do the right thing in front of your children. Women, do not belittle your husbands, your boyfriends, or whatever, your child father, whatever relationship you're in. Let them learn something productive and positive from you guys. These children are sponges. They say love at first sight is often cured by a second look. But once you fall in love with Davey on the Overdrive, you will never have to look again. Until the next one, when you miss me, I'm gone.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.